This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I joke about calling Dick Tracy, but there's a walkie-talkie feature on the new Apple Watch Series 4 after all these years. We've had a fascinating discussion. We're continuing here with Kevin Ian Beagle. Let's go ahead, please.
So, Randall, the thing that I came up with, the idea of it is something created a false floor in the woods. And, I don't know what it is, but I know that a bear.
We were talking about tracks just before. What did you find, tracks or prints or hair samples or, you know, any evidence of what it might have been at all?
Yeah. A lot of times people don't put this together. I subscribe to a lot of different forensic magazines and, I take out a UV light. I take out all these different types of things and I look for hairs that will glow. And footprints and stuff like that. And so we do have pictures of footprints and castable footprints. But, you know, a lot of these things that you take pictures of in the woods, I mean, especially on a mossy floor of the forest, you can't really cast in that because it's going to spring back. But you can fluoresce it and see it. And so we do have some hair samples that we do need to send in. But there's a place in Canada that you can send it in. And it costs about $300 per sample for them to just to tell you if it's
a bear hair or whatever.
Or whatever. You know, they're trying to take it out and then you got to send it back and do it from that point. But, and you do get that. And that's the thing that is interesting is that a lot of people out there have evidence that they sit on, you know, and and that's the thing is like this is one of those things. When Nick Pope came out with his disclosure documents that he got from, about the ATIP program and stuff like that, posted it online, you notice that everybody was starting to make these mad dashes for disclosure. I better start disclosing this stuff and disclosing that. And it seems like we go through this sort of, gold rush fever. Like at this point in time, well, I've been sitting on this claim for a while or whatever. I got to get this out. And so, but that really sort of makes it hard for everybody because of the fact that you go from really no evidence for a long time to just being inundated with evidence. And so then it gets so, overwhelming that you just don't even see. And I sometimes wonder if it's going to make any difference. I mean, you know, like I remember when people were saying, oh, look at these Tic Tac UFOs attacking, being chased in the gun cameras of these things. And everybody just kind of looked at it and went, yeah, okay. You know, and it's like people were flattened by that. You know, they were like, I don't understand. This is proof. And people look at it and go, well, I'm just going to go back to my day, you know, but, And I do wonder sometimes what disclosure will really be if we were disclosed. I think, you know, almost in a situation where if aliens exist and they're out there, we're almost going to have to like telepath into everybody's head and say, we're here. This is real. And other than that, you're going to have to believe somebody else. Because people are not necessarily going to believe other people or resist it or whatever. I mean, look at America in a lot of ways. I mean, and politically in America, you've got two different distinct truths that go on all the time. We're so used to that now. You know, you've got one political story that goes on and another one that's completely different and that goes on. And we've gotten comfortable with the idea of, well, that's their truth. It's not my truth, you know.
And whoever's in power can decide to just shut down the government if nobody agrees with them. So I think it was Obama that he was doing a state of the union address, and I think, and he was saying, it was on YouTube somewhere, I think you can still find it, he's saying, as the President of the United States, that the system is broken. It needs to be fixed. And, you know, it seems pretty obvious from up here in Canada that, yeah, that's pretty true. And I really hope that things maybe get back to normal after, you know, the next president is voted in. But, I mean, we don't want to get too far into politics here.
No.
But your point is well taken.
Yeah. I think that the point of the matter is that that's just that it's not a, you know, obviously I'm it's not a criticism, but it's a lot of things that we do look at things from a perspective that it is very, very hard to see things from other people's perspectives. And that's the thing that has gone away. Even in the Bigfoot world or paranormal world or ghost world or whatever, it's so hard to actually just hear what somebody else has to say. It's automatically an attack. And you can't take it like that. I mean,
people have a hard time setting aside their biases and their ideology and their wants and beliefs and just taking the issue out of their own subjective interpretation of it and setting it on the table and going, okay, let's everybody have a look at that and try to determine what it is itself, rather than trying to say, well, I think it's that and you think it's that, and let's take a vote and whoever gets the most votes wins, kind of thing.
And I think that that's the interesting part about it is that this is the thing that I've noticed is we're very into the immediacy of everything. We want to know right now, and we want it to be solved right now. And it's like whenever somebody says, after you learn a little bit about how radio shows and television shows are produced and everything like that, you know, and then you go onto the National Geographic channel and they say, well, tonight we're looking for the lost treasure of Blackbeard, you know, and then you say to your wife automatically, well, I don't need to watch that because if they would have found it, we'd already know about it because this happened 6 months ago. And so you do understand that it's like somebody would leak it, that this would be the way that it is. And I find myself in that situation where you do get so jaded by the fact that you understand how the media works or whatever, that you can't necessarily keep these things, hidden for a long time, but that's the way it is. It's a necessarily evil, you know, like I said, you have to have shows like this. Otherwise nobody would listen to it. You know, back in the days, whenever there was 3 books on UFOs and you could go check them out from the library. So, but now we are so full of information. And people wanting to get it out that you're almost into the thing. You have to, you know, people have to show a lot of discernment. And I appreciate that you guys do seem to do that, that you're not just going along with everything and just, you know, like, oh yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, tell me about what the third reticuli from Xanu wants, you know.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's
well,
that's,
thank you. That's really good to hear, and we do try to do that. So, one of the things that I've been doing with our guests since I started is I've been taking a little bit of a poll on an ID here, and I was wondering what you might think of it. We've got a lot of commonality between a lot of the different kinds of paranormal phenomena. So, in other words, the ability to seemingly vanish into thin air, or just an invisible presence or shape-shifting, strange lights in conjunction with other types of phenomena, hauntings and UFOs. And this, the Oz factor, you know, Jenny Randall's, where people feel that they're in an odd state of consciousness, or that the environment has changed, that something, they're in another place almost. Now, all of these things seem to be common to just about all paranormal type phenomena. Do you think that there's some sort of a common denominator there, that maybe it's all being caused or has a causal central cause?
Cliffhanger. We'll find out on the other side, Kevin. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Randall asked Kevin about whether there's a singular causal factor for various and sundry paranormal events. What's your thought, Kevin?
I believe that's 100% true. And the reason I say that is because I do deal with a lot of different people who are into different phenomena. And so it's an interesting thing where I was in a cottage in Fermanagh in Northern Ireland called the Coonian Cottage. I was there. I was a Bigfoot guy, and I had a UFO friend of mine with me, and we had a ghost person that was there. And the experiences that we had walking up to the cottage was these pine cones kept, you know, being thrown at us from the side of the, you know, from the wood line, you know, and you got little rocks. And then later on when we were inside, you had, you know, an orb that appeared. Later on, something slapped the back of the cottage. Now, we weren't talking the whole time because they wanted to capture EVPs and all that kind of stuff. So we didn't. And then we turned it all off, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours after the fact. And it was interesting the reaction that people had. All of us were different. In other words, we all knew that it had happened. We all agreed on what had happened based on what we were into was what it was, you know. So the UFO guy said, well, that's a UFO. That light, that orb was a UAP. And the other ghost guy was like, oh, that's a poltergeist. And I'm like, well, no, that, you know, somebody from, you know, that throws, you know, something into the line of the thing, the storm stone thing. Yeah, that's a big, but, you know, so it's interesting that, you know, we are experiencing the same thing, but we categorize it completely differently. And I think that's what's happening is that people aren't casting the net out wide enough. We're starting from the logical fallacy of arguing from the specific to the general, rather than the other way around.
Interesting. Yeah, of course, I guess if you may have had a heavily religious person there, they might have thought that or you know, claimed that it was some sort of a religious causal factor, that maybe some demon or something was playing tricks with you of some kind.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I don't necessarily know what it is. But again, I think that I'm starting to believe that this is all created by some sort of geomagnetic anomaly.
Interesting. Well, that brings us up to you know, the idea of Persinger, and of course I mentioned him almost every show just to see what people say when we get into that, because we've got the geo, you know. Have you heard of Michael Persinger?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of his work and maybe you know, some of his ideas? Do you think he was onto something?
Yeah, I really do. In the fact that, you know, if you look at it, And I'm going to take a quick aside, just based on some of the different things that we talk about. Graham Hancock, who is a guy I have a lot of respect for, you know, actually did some different things on DMT and some different you know, experiences with that kind of stuff. But what's interesting is that our brains make DMT, you know, through the pineal gland, and that's fine. And so my theory is that in a lot of different cases, you could be on these geomagnetic energy lines and different vortices and different things like that, that can overproduce the DMT in your brain. Now, what's interesting about DMT is that if you experience a trip on DMT and you have somebody recount it, the center of memory is the same as it is as if you experienced it. In other words, they can't tell their lie. In other words, normally if you are going to tell a lie, it lights up a different part of your brain on an MRI, but with a DMT experience, you can't tell that. So those people genuinely believe that they're telling you the truth. This is why a lot of people can pass lie detector tests and everything like that, because they genuinely have experienced it. So again, I mean, is this, you know, I know I'm not really answering your question, but I guess that it's one of those things where you can't really tell what's happening to people, but, you know, are we part of all these different types of things? But I really think that a lot of these things have to do with sort of our sensitivity to, the earth and how, and this is why, you know, these places were known for such a long time as places that could do that, you know, shamanic experiences and everything like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, certainly it's a reasonable enough question to do some research into, and people like Persinger have. Definitely there's some interest in the field with in connection with things like DMT and other entheogens and the shamanic experiences and how they're connected with the experience, or I should say call it the UFO experience or other paranormal types of experiences.
Let me just interject for a second.
Sure.
But I think then people get mad because you're saying, I can possibly explain. But then whenever you are making such a statement that could it be this that explains it, then because of the fact that it's so ingrained in their mind that it's a real experience, and quote unquote, I don't know what real is. I guess that's what you have to define what real is before you could say that. But because you're making an explanation that does not necessarily 100% go along with that, then people get very challenged. And at that point in time, it's a very interesting thing. You almost have to break that to somebody to their face, because you have to be able to, at that point in time, judge their reaction. Because I think a lot of times, it's like, say, for example, you said that to somebody on a radio show. Yeah, somebody could just slam the phone down and say, that's it, I'm never talking to you again. And you don't necessarily, they don't understand what you're saying. There's a communicative breakdown. You're sort of giving a paradigm shift idea to somebody, and they're just not ready for it. And, they're not there for the aftercare. They just get mad at you and just say, that's it.
Well, you made a really good point when we were talking actually a little bit before the show started, where the context of the discussion is really important. So what you're dealing with when you're talking about experiences is a mental phenomena. And when we're talking about mental phenomena, that may be entirely separate from an objective phenomena. So in other words, if we have a UFO report that is sent into a military base from a radar operator, and they send out jets to intercept it, and then it's seen by the pilots and tracked on their aircraft's radar as well. Well, it starts to get rather clear that we're not just dealing with simply a mental phenomena at that point. There's no amount of DMT, I think, that a person can take that is going to make something show up on a radar.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So there's something separate from us as individuals out there, unless you take a purely idealist approach in a philosophical sense. And we touched on this a bit in the last show, where we have those who would say that, well, nothing is real other than that which we experience, because what is real is simply electrical impulses and biochemistry that relate to your brain to create the experience of consciousness. Then that is all that exists.
Nothing is real. Strawberry Fields forever. Kevin, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA, or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I don't know why I was thinking of Strawberry Fields Forever when you were saying that.
Because that's exactly what it was like.
So is that it over?
Well, no, we're back now after the break. And then we were saying on the one hand, we have the idealists and on the other, we have the physicalists, who would say that, well, no, the universe was around long before human beings, and human beings came into the world, developed minds and brains and consciousness. And therefore, we have two separate realities going on. But not everybody agrees with that. So you get the people who go, well, no, you know, it's. Doesn't have to be like that. It's not either objective or subjective. There could be some other thing in between. And I personally don't see any evidence of that. So I think it's important that we have to put it into context. Was it a hallucination? Because that's what DMT seems to produce. And other hallucinogenics, that's why they call them hallucinogens.
But I think it is true that, there's no shame in saying you don't know. But there seems to be, you know what I mean? That's one of those things where it's like, you know, the idea of mass hallucinations, I've never bought into that. I think people are experiencing what they're seeing and they're all doing that. Because there's just not too many times where you can have all these different experiences, these people seeing the same thing and it seemed to be explaining the same thing. I don't know how that would happen.
Gene made a pretty good point during the last episode when we were talking about that, and that, well, maybe in some cases, the chemistry of the brain can be changed by these substances in a way that allows us to perceive an objective reality that we normally can't see. Sort of like when you were saying that the person you were with could see this ley line, or some people can see auras around people. Now, I think that's perfectly reasonable because I've seen an aura once. You know, I'd read about them. I thought, well, how come I can't see them all the time? But I did on one occasion with a friend of mine see his aura perfectly clearly. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And this was while I was straight. So who knows if maybe some of these experiences can open up our perceptions to certain kinds of objective realities. Yeah. I think it may be possible.
Yeah. But I think that that's the whole thing that really comes down to it, guys, is that, you do have to say, okay, you know, let's get philosophical with it, you know. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you look back at the idea of science, you know, these methods of science and the way that we're doing it, they stem from philosophy, right? You look at Socrates and Plato and everything like that. That was their first scientists, René Descartes, all these people like that, you know. And so we've lost half of that idea anymore, where we don't really think, we just think about the nuts and bolts part of it. We don't think about the philosophy aspect of it. And in order to really understand it, a phenomenon or whatever like that, we've sort of got to get back to that idea of the understanding the natural physical world and then sort of maybe understanding the spiritual aspect of the world. I'm not saying that somebody should follow any kind of a religion or whatever, but you know, you do have to have a philosophical view of how these things may work, and understanding that in most cases science is a consensus. I agree with that or not, but in a certain way, that's kind of how it breaks down. But the idea of we're all three having an honest discussion, and we can say to each other, you know, at the end of this program, we can all hang up and say, oh, that was refreshing. That was good. You know, but we are all knowing that we're all basically telling the truth, you know. None of us have an agenda in mind. I'm not trying to convince anybody that what they're experiencing is that or what or not or whatever. And so that's the thing where it becomes into it, because understanding that if you bring philosophy into it, then we can all be duped, you know. And I think we touched on that earlier in the show a little bit. Is like, you know, we can all, you know, at that point in time, if somebody says, "I am the voice of X," you know, and that's always scared me more than anything else. I mean, I have no philosophical problem that you're speaking with X, but you're the only voice of X. I have a huge problem. Are you there?
Oh yeah, I was just giving Gene the floor there.
Okay. I thought maybe I said, I came up with this. Right.
Yes.
I guys aren't responding. I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's it.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Well, that's it. We've completed everything here, and all we have to do now is sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. No, forget it.
I really do think you've hit the nail on the head there. And it gets into, but we need philosophy in order to figure out what's really going on in the world, because if that's one of the core goals, is to figure out what is going on in the world, what the world is, what it's about. And the various paranormal phenomena, with all these common factors that we were talking about earlier, they add up to a philosophical question. They don't add up to tangible evidence. In other words, something that's material and scientifically measurable. And I find that really curious, that with so much in the way of experiences, that we still don't have verifiable, scientifically valid evidence, like an actual ship or an actual Bigfoot body, or that we can simply summon the people from the afterlife to be able to answer all our questions at will, so that we would get that sort of consensus. Well, yeah, these things really must exist because they're repeatable and we can get the evidence, all the evidence that we need over and over again. It's not letting us have that kind of evidence or that kind of proof. And that all adds up to this philosophical question. Well, then why are they doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be that it's all about our experience. What, and our behavior that's associated with those experiences. Like you were saying, the Bigfoot hunter will say, well, it's a Bigfoot. The ghost hunter will say, well, it's someone from the afterlife. The UFO hunter will say, well, it must be an alien. Which one of those, of the three choices, do you think is most defensible or has the most evidence going for it, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, that ghosts, if you look at it from that standpoint, you know, depending on how you define ghosts or some kind of a spirit type of being, I think that that's probably the thing that most people believe in. I mean, I don't know too many people that don't actually believe that ghosts could exist or can exist. You know, obviously, you know, if you look at it just from a standpoint of statistics, I think most people believe in afterlife. Most people believe in spirits. You know, about 60-some% of people, I believe, in America believe in UFOs. You know, about 24% of people believe in Bigfoot. You know, it's more in Pacific Northwest and everything like that. But again, that's coming down to what's the definition of what Bigfoot is, what a ghost is, what a UFO is.
We'll define this with one more segment. Everything will be defined. We'll figure out everything. And we'll answer everything. No, that's not going to happen, but we're going to continue with Kevin, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
See, Kevin, I set you up here. I said you'd solve everything. The final segment of the show. Let's see what you've got. I'm kidding.
First of all, but if you're looking for answers, you know, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I can't find the answer. I've literally gone all over the world, guys, looking for an answer to this, and I still can't do it. I went to England and I talked to people who explain crop circles as fairy circles and crop circles as wind vortexes on the leeward side of a hill. And I've been to Lapland, and I've been to Peru, and I've talked to different kind of people, and I don't know. And the more I know, the more I know that I can't know. And so I've literally looked at this in a lot of ways as a lifelong journey of understanding that the wonders of the universe really are sort of beyond something that we can contemplate. But it's worth trying to contemplate. That's the thing. I think that if we do try to get to a mindset where we can try to understand how other people are coming at their approaches to life and understanding that we're not necessarily going to find it the same way, that it's a hard thing. You mean, as with anything, you know, it's like, it's harder to rob somebody, you know, than somebody you don't know. As long as you can start thinking somebody's the other or whatever, it's easy to categorize everybody. It's easier to get it into that, but I'm not a universal love person. You know, I'm not going to say that send her under a pyramid in your yard or whatever, unless you want to. But all I'm saying is that, you know, you do have to just be able to, in a lot of ways, understand that there are various factors that are not in reports when you're judging people to say, okay, this is what this is, or what this isn't. I mean, like I said, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out with geomagnetic energy whether that could be the explanation for a lot of these different things. And when you're looking at that, whenever I make reports, and I make a lot of contemporaneous notes whenever something strange happens to me, I try to write down as much as I can at the time. And I don't think a lot of times people do that. I mean, I write down what medications I'm on, what I ate for the previous 12 hours, how much, what temperature it is, what altitude I'm at, how long, has it been since I've had a drink or whatever, and what I experienced, you know, down to the nth degree, if you can try to do that and write it down, because it could be that somebody else is working on a theory that they need that data to figure it out. For example, you know, there was a recent article that came out that said, you know, your perception in your brain can be changed by the bacteria in your gut, you know, and could that have something to do with it, you know? But how
well, definitely it can. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently there's our digestive system has some fairly significant percentage in terms of numbers as our brain does. It's like, you know, some people refer to it almost as like our second brain in a way.
Yeah. And I think that's true. You have a gut brain. If you look back at old shamanic teachings, a lot of times they say, you know, go with your gut, or the center of your soul was not in your brain. It was in your gut, you know, it was in your gut. And that's what you go with. But the thing about it is that that's the type of information that nobody's taking into any kind of effect, is that there's not enough data to try to solve the problem. I mean, you're trying to put it together with not enough pieces, or maybe we don't understand it. But
well, I think that's really important because, you know, and this is actually something that we've talked about a little bit, just touched on, but not quite to the same degree as you have, but that the investigators themselves are a key piece of the puzzle. So we often talk about, well, we need to pay more attention to not simply what the witness says, but the witnesses themselves. Well, the investigator is a participant in that and can affect the outcome just as much as the witness themselves can. So this is really actually quite interesting that you would take it upon yourself to describe your own state of affairs and while you're investigating a case. I find that absolutely very insightful.
Well, I think that's important because, you know, I've a lot of times people have said to me, why don't you make reports on a certain Bigfoot site or a certain UFO site that's supposedly well known for doing both of those. And it's because, and I don't tell them that I've approached both of those different types of things. And I've had investigators come out to my house in both of those different subjects. And, you know, at a certain point in time, they don't want to hear everything that happened, you know, and that's an odd thing. So basically in those different types of scenarios is, and I have a degree in statistics too. I know that is weird, but that I just know, well, your database is not good for anything at this point in time. There's no point in me even, I mean, so I never even go on to those things anymore because it's like, yeah, you've totally tainted the data sample. There's just no point. There's no point in actually reading any of it. And I think maybe that's too harsh, but I would be interested in finding out something that actually took all the information that allowed somebody to say, you know, this is all the factors that I have, but, you know, whether you want to discount it or not, that should be up to the person to decide who's looking at the report, not the person who's writing the report.
Right. Have you, being a statistician then, have you taken a look at the old, Blue Book Battelle Memorial Institute study, the Special Report 14 and that sort of thing from back in the 60s?
Well, I that's something I'm starting to work on now, to be honest with you. I was more of a Bigfoot person for a long time, and I was actually doing a lot of the folklore crossover kind of stuff doing that, and that's what I've been really lecturing on. You know, that people, there's only a small amount of time to do everything, and I wish I could, but you know, I have to get into it. But it's like in everything. It's we're not self-funded millionaires here. None of us are, you know.
Oh, don't we wish? Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Well, before the end of the show here, can you tell us sort of what the UFOI team is, what their latest thing is, what you're working on now, and maybe one more, if you've got a good UFO case you can relay to our listeners.
Well, here's what we got going on. Well, the best UFO story I've heard is around Mount Baker, Washington, and it has to do with a flying silent pyramid that basically extended three tentacles down into the river and seemed to suck up water, and we're doing some research into that. And then there was three Black Hawk helicopters that chased it down the valley. And Whatcom County seems to have the most amount of UFO sightings in Washington this moment.
Wow. We should have got to that one a little sooner. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. We've been doing some redesigning. Also, the Facebook Paracast pages undergoing redesigning. We also have that Tech Night Owl store that reflects technology devices. It's undergoing renovation. It'll be up with a new look, technightowl.store. Don't forget the Paracast Plus. We get this show free of the network ads with the After the Paracast podcast, where you never, ever, ever know what's going to happen next. Prices start just $1.49 a week. Our price cheap, like Mad Magazine used to be. $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. If you do a long-term subscription, 5 years or lifetime, and we're on our 14th year, so we're going to be around for a while, you get free stuff. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Kevin Ian Beagle, lots of fun stories. Glad to have you on. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Oh, no, thank you very much, folks, for letting me come on here and talk to you about these different ideas. And hopefully we'll all come to some kind of an agreement on what these things could be one day.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.